This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us this morning, as she has each and every morning for over the past year. Good morning, Mayor. How was the council meeting last night?
You know, it was interesting because we've got federal money to kind of reallocate to figure out the best way to put the federal funds toward things that are important to the community. And so looks like, and we had a study session last night, so we didn't actually vote on anything, but it gives the city manager good direction for how the council as a whole wants to go. And I think we ended up pretty much on the same page, wanting to put additional dollars, perhaps even $1 million toward demolitions in the community, which would go a long way toward getting rid of, you know, some of these properties. As well as really trying to make the best use of the next round of federal funding that'll be coming in. We don't have, the Treasury hasn't written all the rules yet or hasn't released them as far as how we can spend the money. It's interesting because you can spend this money on, and we're getting like $17 million or something, on things like sewer, water lines, or broadband. You cannot spend it on roads or bridges, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, you know, we're looking at how we have the greatest impact with those dollars. We want to use them well.
Any consensus or I know you didn't vote on anything, but council in general agreement? And when will Ed Culp be taking his seat and Pacman Daniel leaving?
We have one more regular council meeting with Councilman McDaniel, which will be, I'm not looking at a calendar, I think the 19th. Is our next council meeting. And that will be Pat's last council meeting, and then Ed will be sworn in at our first meeting in May. He was there last night. He was the only citizen who showed up at the council meeting, so it was, he didn't have any comments. So, But it did appear like we did have pretty good consensus as far as wanting to move forward with demolition. And, you know, Councilman Kuehl was not in attendance. But overall, I think we were generally on the same page.
All right. That's good to hear. All right. Let's get to the numbers. Saturday, there were 15 cases. Sunday, 21 cases. Monday, 10 cases for a total of 46 over the 3 days. Anything you can take from these numbers, or are we just, as always, just kind of going day by day here, hoping this isn't going to get worse?
Yeah, it's not where we want to be. But again, Brian, we're not seeing over 20 each day. I don't have a good feel for, you know, how long the lag time is right now with our testing. You know, tests are still happening. IDPH is no longer at the Civic Center, so the primary test site is going to be at Crossing Healthcare. You know, on their campus, they've got a drive-through place where you can do vaccines or tests. And so that's, but I don't know how slow the labs are. So I'm hopeful that we're going to just kind of push through this and get back down to lower numbers, because this may be a surge from post-St. Patrick's Day. We might have to look at a little bit of an uptick after Easter. So we may be a couple of weeks away from that. But it's, right now it is what it is, and we've just got to continue to push vaccinations because that's going to be our best way to fight back.
All right. You look at Michigan, which is just a mess. You look at the vaccine rollout. I mean, we're going to talk to Dale Coley a little bit later in the program. You know, they now have the ability to get this out there. So we're going to have the vaccines. Congressman Davis was on with us just right before you, who said that maybe we ought to start thinking about taking the vaccines to people. I know there are a lot of people in the community having those conversations about, you know, how do we get outside of the campus or the health department or wherever and go to where the people are. What are the conversations that are going on behind the scenes in that regard?
Those are the conversations, Brian, because we've got, you know, some people who really need to be convinced that this is A, safe, or B, that it's they're not going to get, you know, terribly ill from this. There are people who are just afraid of it, which is okay. But we've really got to get the message out to people that, we've got to make it really, really easy for them. We've got to convince them that the best research, the best science is telling us this is much safer than getting COVID and getting sick. Even if you have a reaction from it, it's better than ending up in the hospital. And even, you know, most likely vaccines are going to keep you out of the hospital. So you stand a much better chance of having the vaccine and not getting really, really sick than getting sick from the vaccine. So, and a lot of people do have reactions. I'm not going to try and sugarcoat that. People, you know, feel terrible, some of them the next day, some of them a couple of days. But getting beyond this is what we really have to do. Now, I thought it was interesting that as our numbers have gone up, IHSA came out yesterday saying a lot of these kids in sports don't have to wear masks anymore for like baseball, softball, track, which, you know, is, I can't imagine, you know, I'm certainly not an athlete, but I can't imagine trying to run track or, you know, steal second base in a mask. I can't believe those kids play basketball in masks. So, you know, I think that's it's interesting that they chose this time, even though numbers are starting to go up. I hope that we're able to contain that, the numbers, that is.
What is the latest on the Johnson & Johnson single dose and the rare disorder involving blood clots? I think it's important, once again, we point out that there are six recipients, women between the ages of 18 and 48. One woman who died, a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized, but they've given 7 million of these shots out. So, I mean, we're talking about eight people and 7 million. What do you know about them asking for a pause today from the federal health agency side?
Primarily just that they are going to ask for a pause just to evaluate it. Now, as you said, it's a very, very rare reaction. And so it's something that, you know, the United States is really, really good about trying to make sure that things are safe. I mean, they carry it sometimes to the point that you're like, really, can you just, you know, move on? But they're taking a very strong look at this to see what else might be involved. You know, is there some correlation between the six that had such a terrible reaction? It's okay to pause it. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, I would just say don't let this scare you out of going ahead with other vaccines. Dale Coley's going to be a much better person than me. I'm not clinical. It's just what I've read. I'm looking forward to his interview.
Okay. Mayor, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.